USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Republicans will begin considering a police reform measure that will essentially ban chokeholds and create a national reporting database to track the use of force and questionable tactics employed by police officers. Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, is hoping to get something done rather quickly.
We're serious about making a law here. This is not about trying to create partisan differences. This is about coming together and getting an outcome.
Coronavirus cases are spiking in a number of states. 9 states on Tuesday set records for coronavirus infections, hitting one-day highs or new 7-day averages for cases. The increase came in Alabama, Arizona, Florida, Nevada, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Oregon, South Carolina, and Texas. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg says the social network will allow users to turn off seeing political ads. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature changing the world, one life at a time.
I have seen a change in how I feel. I do feel better. I actually feel like doing stuff, if that makes any sense. It's just a better feeling just throughout my whole body.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PictureDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PictureDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
More than 120 victims of former USA Gymnastics team doctor Larry Nassar say they want to see the Inspector General's report on how the FBI handled the case. Gymnast Maggie Nichols tells NBC's Today Show authorities didn't act quickly enough.
Just knowing that if someone would have reported it and made change right when it was reported, so many people would have been saved.
Nichols also says she has no regrets regarding speaking out.
That's something that kind of eases my mind a little bit, and on the tough days, just knowing that I did help other people.
Vermont principal Tiffany Riley was placed on administrative leave by the school board with no intention of reinstating her following a social media post about Black Lives Matter. Riley wrote on her personal Facebook page that she believes Black Lives do matter, but does not agree with the coercive measure taken to get the point across. Riley served as a K-12 principal since 2015. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Pacific Gas and Electric in California on Tuesday pleaded guilty to 84 counts of involuntary manslaughter in the 2018 Camp Fire in California. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
The company acknowledged it did neglect equipment that sparked the fire, which ripped through the town of Paradise. 85 people died in the fire, but prosecutors were unable to prove that one of the deaths was the company's fault. PG&E also pled guilty to one count of illegally setting a fire. PG&E has also agreed to pay a maximum $3.5 million in fines. The fire burned more than 95% of the town, including 14,000 homes. PG&E filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy last year. The bankruptcy process was in part used to reach settlements valued at approximately $25.5 billion with wildfire victim groups. No company employees are expected to serve any prison time. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
A top Justice Department official is announcing his plans to step down soon after appearing in a civil lawsuit against John Bolton to stop the publication of his upcoming book. Assistant Attorney General Jody Hunt, the head of the Civil Division, sent an email to his employees on Tuesday declaring that his intention will be to step aside on July 3rd. The lawsuit says Bolton breached his nondisclosure agreement. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.